Welcome to Divine Feminist Podcast and Channel. I'm your host, Steph Desai. In today's episode, we are talking new moon in Virgo, happening on the 2nd or the 3rd of September, depending where you are in the world. We're going to talk new moon manifestations, setting those intentions, all of the different planetary influences. It's a hell of a cosmic September. So we'll get into like the wider scope of September, but what could be coming challenging and how you need to really think about where you're going to ride that wave to be able to still manifest and still set those intentions, but just be mindful of the different shifting tides that are coming from different angles, because it's there for our better. There's a new beginning, a massive new shift on the horizon. If you can take and heed some of my insight, whatever resonates, and really kind of take that ownership. So we're going to get into it. It's the 2nd and 3rd of September, depending where you are in the world. But before I get started, don't forget to like and subscribe to this channel. We're Divine Feminines on all major podcast platforms. That's Apple, Spotify, Google, and loads more. We're also on Instagram and TikTok. That's Divine Feminines with a Z at the end. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this channel. Why? Because there's great content on moon manifestation, the lunation, soul growth, balancing your masculine and your feminine energy, becoming your best self and evolving, being that master manifester and having that abundant life, because you deserve it and you are worthy. And I will keep reminding you if you don't know already. And it's all down to you, because you are the one that can create this life. So manifest your destiny, manifest your best life. Hang out over here. And I tell you, now, I apologize that I haven't done that much content this year. It's been busy. I've been manifesting my best life. And what it did is it took me in a different direction. And sometimes, even in this Virgo new moon, you'll realize that there's only so much you can do. So you kind of need to like not beat yourself up about it. Don't over feel like you're being over perfectionist and kind of like take a step back. I had to throw myself and give myself to some of those big manifestations that I needed to attend to. And I know that they're paying off, but yeah, the trade-off was not doing as much content, because when I had some downtime, I just wanted to rest and chill. And I just didn't want to be on another screen. But I'm back, and I'm back for what is a very powerful month of astrology. And the Virgo new moon is still something very powerful that we can manifest with. And I'm gonna help you think about what you need to be considering to just declutter, because even though it's not a full moon, there is this feeling of letting go of stuff and calling in new. And then there's this big shift on the horizon coming. And so this month of September is really gearing you up to allow that. But it'll also feel, I hope, somewhat a bit calmer. Some of you might have found the Mercury retrograde to be quite intense. It just really depends on your personal outlook and what's happening in your life and how you're navigating. Because if you're confronting the things that come up and you're taking them on the chin and actually, you know, learning from them and taking that insight and building that into your wisdom, you won't make the same mistake again, and you'll show up differently and you're evolving. If you are staying stagnant, I always say this, then you are just going to be getting dragged, whether it's a Mercury retrograde or it's a Uranus retrograde, which is happening now as well, and so much more. So look, new moon in Virgo. It's the 2nd of September, if you're in the US, especially New York, Eastern Time, 9:55 p.m. UK, is actually the 3rd of September, 2:55 a.m. So depending on where you are in the world. Right now, I think I'm PST, Pacific Time, I think. I'm in Central America, I'm in Costa Rica, I'm back in my home place, I'm so grateful. And actually, I purposely came here at this time for this, but not because just of the lunation and the cosmos, but my personal natal placements and where I am in my journey, and because I've been so focused on working on these different things that I've had in my plans, it was time to take a step back. If I didn't do this, I think I would have really just felt like I wasn't giving myself that self-compassion, that self-investment and love. And that is so important, because I'll always talk about that. You need to have that at the forefront for you to be that master manifester, for you to be your best self. You can't let anyone tell you who you are, because you know who you are. And sometimes it's hard, because when you're out there and you're with people and you're doing things, it's easy to take the projections of others or people saying, well, why don't you say this, or why don't you do it like this? Now, sometimes it's helpful, don't get me wrong. When you're working in teams and you're doing stuff as a team, you need to be taking on ideas. But if it's about you as an individual, it's great to get other people's perspectives, but you've got to know yourself. And if you can't come back to center and ground yourself into who you really are, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, then you are not going to be living your best life. So I had to just touch the screen there for a moment. Anyway, so Virgo. Virgo's an earth sign. Virgo is a mutable sign. So even though it's earth and it's very grounded, it shifts, it moves. It's ruled by Mercury. So speaking, thinking, and at this time, you know, there's different things that could get challenging for you, where you might want to overthink, overdo, really be skeptic of self-skepticism and self-judgment. Try to like shed that, because this could come up for you a lot. Overthinking, over-processing, try to come back to self, go and ground, go and earth, take off those shoes and socks and put your foot on the ground, go and hug that tree, whatever it is you need to do, go and take a bath, go and chill, just go and sit in silence, whatever it is, listen to some calm music, go for a walk. Try to get out of your head, because after Mercury went retrograde in Leo for several weeks, he's gone direct, but it's still shadow. And the shadow means that it's still a little bit turgid and stagnant, and things might, things might be still a little bit slow in moving, and it could be to do with work, it could be to do with contracts, it could just be to do with general communications with relationships, partners, family, friends. So just take it a bit easy. The next couple of weeks is easing out. But Virgo is, you know, the sign where you can really start to look at yourself and say, where do I want to be? Who do I want to be? And this is that time. Don't get caught up on you're not there yet. Don't start comparing to where I am or where I want to be, and then start making that deficit an issue, because it's not a deficit. It's a difference, of course it is, but that difference is on you to be the change that makes that difference no longer a difference, and you embody that new version of yourself. So try not to get into your head about that. I've been having some really interesting thoughts lately about that next version of me. I wouldn't even have called it that, but I'm definitely thinking about certain things I want to do, things I, how I see myself. And it's definitely aligned with what's going on. And it always tends to happen to me intuitively, probably being that Cancer rising. I am moon child, so I'm so receptive to it. But the Scorpio in me is also very, very tapped in. And you know, so just think about who and like how you want to see yourself, or where you want to see yourself. And this is a great time to then look at that and have that be the forefront of some of your manifestations. It's a great time to get organized, try to ground yourself, try not to do too much, but also try to actually get a bit more orderly. If it's a great time to, and I know it's a new moon, but it's a great time to clean the house, to clear your space, to reorganize things, to get rid of stuff. Because there's this energy of like out with the old, in with the new, but like decluttering right now. I'm going to talk about some of the challenging aspects to this Virgo new moon, and then I am going to pull out some channeled messages and give some guidance and advice on doing your manifestations and setting your intentions. So Virgo is sitting opposite the sky to Pisces. So Pisces is on the opposite side, and Saturn is currently in Pisces. So if anyone, and everyone kind of goes, oh, Saturn, like a lot of people are like, oh, Saturn, oh, Saturn with the rules, Saturn with the structure and having to do things a certain way. Saturn will be giving a bit of pressure on this new moon as it's opposing the new moon, and it's in Pisces. So that, and if you know your natal chart, then you can know where your Pisces sits, and then you'll know where maybe specifically my Pisces is in house 9. So it's like travel, higher education, spirituality, higher learnings. But so there might be like things coming up where I have to, you know, just really be on job. And Saturn will come in, and if you're not all like got your shit together, and it might not just be in that specific house of your natal, but generally, but it's going to be more aligned to that, because this is how it works in astrology. You will be asked to kind of like, have you got a plan together? Did you vet these things? If you didn't, you're going to have to revisit this and you're going to have to do it properly because Saturn wants things done, excuse me, in an orderly fashion and wants things done structured. And if it's not been done right before, he will come back round and he'll be like, no, you don't. You need to go and revisit that. So there can be this feeling of pressure. You can have this feeling of things not going right or things being a bit heavy. Now, if you've done a lot of work in these houses and you kind of understand the Saturn energy, you might not feel it as much. And genuinely, I say that from a place of experience, because sometimes it's not as harsh as it seems. And I'm not saying these things to make you scared. I'm saying them so you can be aware and take ownership. So Saturn also is about strategy and planning. So maybe there's things that you need to do in the month of September, and part of your intentions for your manifestations are like, well, you need a plan. So don't just write down, I want this and I want that, or I am this and I'm manifesting this and blah, 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 and affirming it. You need a plan in place because you'll soon kind of get disappointed if you don't. And so it's also another time, if things don't go right, because some things might be thrown up in the air, and as I said that, it was 11-11. And 11-11 is a very good sign of like awakening, sudden change, enlightenment, right? So hang there with me. I said Saturn, right? But we've got Uranus in Taurus at the same time, close to this new moon happening. It just went into Taurus, into retrograde, like a day ago. And is very close to Mercury, which is the ruler of this new moon. So Uranus is the sign where things can suddenly happen and shift, right? And they are bringing in things like sudden things and can be in communication, new information, but it's in Taurus. So it could be to do with finances, stability, but wherever Taurus sits in your natal, it'll be more specifically there. So as things come up, because Uranus is in that retrograde, you're going to be asked to, like, you might see a lot of noise out there, family, friends, relationships. Some things might get a little bit like, whoa, and be like, what the heck is going on here? But those things, or this happened before, and see, Saturn's like, yeah, we need to just scrap that because we are not going to be repeating those patterns, those cycles, right? And with Uranus in retrograde, it's more about going internally. Are we going to start to feel the way we used to feel when those things happened? Are we going to start to feel sorry for ourselves and play victim? Or are we going to like work in our internal space? And knowing that in our internal, if we really put the time and investment into understanding some of those limited beliefs, the blockages, maybe the emotions, particularly the emotions, because moon time is motion time. And I always say, if you can be on top of your emotions and you have strong emotional intelligence, you are going to thrive in life, because that is a lot of what this human life is. You know, it's like we're doing stuff. There's only so much we can do logically. We came on Earth as humans to experience emotions, and emotions create these moments that can create euphoria, joy and fulfillment and happiness. You know, don't complain about emotions when they give you all of that. I know you're not going to complain. But when it gives you the sadness and the dispel and that kind of like disgruntlement and like the tension and the frustration and the aggression and the sadness, then we don't like emotions. So the best thing to do with this whole Uranus and Saturn activity is to think about some of the things that frustrate you and things that might be reoccurring. And like the Uranus part is definitely going to be triggering with the external environments. But what you need to do is almost, rather than being reactive externally, almost just like take a step back and try to, right? If people are trying to get in your face, just be like, yeah, okay. And just pull back and take that and go internally and look at how you want to show up now and how you see things, right? Because a lot of the times when people are saying what they're saying, they're projecting or they're doing some really crazy stuff, it's not really always about you. It's about them, but you have the control within yourself in terms of how you want to react or respond or not respond, and how you want to feel about it. If you're going to take that projection and take it on your shoulders and then emotionally get distraught, that's not good for you. So these are these moments that are coming up to really help you. Uranus in Taurus also, let me say, there's going to be some really good things coming out of this. So if you're doing what I'm saying, or 111, as I said, that manifestation. So if you're doing like, what, you know, taking heed and being like accountable, then Uranus in Taurus. Taurus is all about wealth, stability, finances, ruled by Venus. There's some luxuries here. There's indulgence here. But Uranus coming in can really create these opportunities that you never even thought. New finances, new income, opportunities to start a project, invest, some really abundant opportunities. So there is some real silver linings to this. But you just, as it always goes in the spiritual world, this life, it's like you've got to take ownership and you've got to like be about your business, stand on business, stand on that spiritual business, and stand on your, you know, on your self-investment, your self-development and growth. So hopefully all of that gives you, you know, a good idea. There is a Mars and Neptune sort of clash going on that could create a little bit of distraughtness and a little bit of illusion. So look, just also, what you see is not always what it is. So just try to not get caught up too much by that and carried away by it. And I think you'll be good. You know, there's more to come towards the end of September into October, because we have a full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces. So there's going to be sudden changes. And like I said, Saturn is also in Pisces. As usual, to set your intentions, I would take some time out, journal, write down things that you want to release, things that might be, you know, frustrating you or things you want to change. You might have already noticed some things coming up around the Uranus retrograde and people, things, family, work, you know, stuff that's coming up and it's making you feel some type of way. So try to journal that and release, and then you can start to set out what it is you want to be calling in on this new moon. And specifically about where you see yourself, that next version of you, you know, both in love, life, work, career, health, business, in knowledge, right? I'm actually starting a new course around this week, which is brilliant. It just felt so right. Quantum leadership. And I'd love to share more about this when I get a chance to. So I'm going to call in some channel messages on this new moon, and I'm going to ask Spirit for the highest and best messages for the Soul Tribe of the Divine Feminist podcast. What do they need to know at this time? We'll pull in tarot, and let's see what we've got. Right, we've got the Six of Wands. So success, public image, recognition, and then oh, wow. So, you know, you might be feeling this sense of like, I really want to feel accomplished. I really, the Hermit, which is a Virgo card, I really want to get noticed, I want to get known, or, you know, I feel very proud of myself. Let's keep going. We've got highest and best messages, Peace Spirit. These cards are doing the most on me. They've got a life of their own right now. Whoa, we've got the Nine of Emotions, Nine of Cups in reverse. So wish fulfillment, but in reverse. Eight of Cups, and that's also a lunar eclipse. So walking away from things, right? That wish fulfillment might not be 100% there. You know it's there, you want it. Maybe you need to walk away from other things, things that, physical things, things in your mind, that internal work that I said, right? Highest and best messages, please, Spirit. We've got the Ten of Cups in reverse. We've got the Three of Cups. So actually, maybe pulling back at this time and just being with yourself. But you may want to be around others, but it might not be the right time right now because, you know, for you to get that success and for you to kind of be that next level of yourself, you might need to just pull back a bit. Maybe not talk about stuff too much as well. Kind of keep it to yourself. Be a bit private about some of the stuff that you need to do for yourself at this time. You don't need to consult everyone about the internal goings on in you. You just need to consult you. I put up this meme the other day. It said, I speak to 5 people a day and 3 of them are myself. That is so me. I hardly speak to anyone. If it's not like my dad and my brother or someone that's work business related, I don't really bother. They really have to have a purpose, but that's the Scorpio in me, hey? Just ain't got no space to just be entertaining everyone and anyone. Because this stuff, this energy, needs to be focused, right? At all times. Don't take that shit lightly. Okay, any more cards? We've got the Hierophant. So this is Taurus energy, and that's paired up with the Nine of Cups in reverse. So that feeling of maybe you're looking for stability, it could be to do with work, it could be to do with a serious relationship, and you're feeling like, is it gonna happen? Is my wish gonna come true? It is. But you need to, there's some decluttering, I really feel here. And there's just some, you know, just making sure that you can level up. And also, this is a good time for clear communication when you are communicating. So this being a new moon ruled by Mercury, it's a time to really, you know, have some clear communication. Sometimes we want things and we think that we should just take a back seat. We do need to also move as well as receive. And we need to know the difference between the two and when to do it. There's no science to it. It's flow, but it's also knowing the two need to coexist. So we've got the Two of Swords in reverse. And it's like you're starting to see more clearly about what you need to walk away from, the Eight of Cups. What's no longer fulfilling. Your eyes, like the blindfold might be lifted off your face. We've got the bottom, the Wheel of Fortune, Jupiter. I forgot to mention Jupiter's in Gemini right now. And so there can be some... So you lift the blindfold off and then you realize what you need to be walking away from. So don't feel any type of way. You don't have... Wow, we've got the Death card. And that's paired up with the Ten of Cups in reverse. And what that means is, very much what I'm feeling is, there's a massive transformation happening for you. This is coming through and actually getting through. It is going to be your Ten of Cups. So the Devil on the back is in reverse. So letting go of those limiting beliefs, those self-destructive thoughts, the things that you might have done in the past where you showed up and you did things differently. You are not that same person anymore. So you've got this. You can really take that next level up because it is there for you. This is a kind of a decluttering, a clearing. I'm getting really clear on where to say yes, where to say no. And more specifically, knowing the difference between those two places. So I think that is really much it. Oh, I wanted to get another card out. And I'm seeing... Let me see what's at the bottom. Okay. I think there's going to be a moment where you can come out of your hangman position and really make those changes. And I think it's really coming through now. There is an opportunity to act on some things, to respond to some things, and pull back in some way, places. You are ultimately going through this transformation, so just embrace it, because the version of you that's coming out at the other end is just that version that you want to see in yourself. Someone that you've never seen before, but someone that is incredible because you are incredible. So it's another level of your incredibleness and your awesomeness. So I hope you love this video and share it to friends, family, and whoever you think it would be valuable to. Do you know how many times I had to keep like stopping and starting because sending you loads of love and light on this new moon, and I will catch you soon. Mwah, mwah. Peace, love, light, and abundance.